श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति। Two Vaishnavas. They went to a town. One made his hosting under a banyan tree. Near that banyan tree, a prostitute used to live there on a second story of any very beautiful building. And another Vaishnav, he went and he was hosting in a temple in the middle of that town. This Vaishnav, who was living near prostitute, he was thinking in one mood, and in temple thinking is another mood. He was thinking, who was living in temple, that Vaishnava is there, he is with prostitute. And he was saying that so many persons are coming and going. And this Vaishnava being with prostitute nearby, he was thinking that, oh, I'm so full, unfortunate that I could not live in temple. He's so fortunate that he's always living in with deities, doing kirtan and chanting and remembering. He's thinking of that Vaishnava and thinking that he is so fortunate. And that Vaishnava always thinking of that prostitute and that criticizing him. I'm so lucky that I'm in temple and he's a wretched person, he is there. Always thinking and criticizing. In the meantime, the time of death came. Who was in temple, he saw that three very dangerous shapes, they are coming to them. He told them, who are you? We are dead. We are Yamadut. We have come to take you. Oh, I am not that, he is there. With prostitute, he is there, I am not that person. He told that he is always with that priestess, thinking like that. I am so holy person, I am in temple. He told, no, we know all these things and especially we have come for you. And then where will you take me? In Swarga? No, we will take you to the bad quality of most wretched place he will take you and punish for you. You are always thinking and criticizing, but he is like sadhu, he is always thinking of you, holy name and everything. So, my instruction is of Rupa Goswami that never criticize anyone. If he is doing bad, he is doing bad for him. But we should not criticize anyone. If you will criticize anyone, that this is wrong, this fellow is very bad, then all these qualities will come in you. And Jam will come first to you, to punish you. Always try to remember the good qualities of Vaishnavas, of Krishna, hearing and chanting and remembering all these things. I've heard from anywhere that my disciples, they criticize ISKCON leaders and others. You should not do. I don't want. Whether they are ISKCON or not, they are out of any caste and creed, they are bad, even you should not criticize. Try to always remember and to glorify devotees. This is good way. So Rupa Goswami has told all these things, and Swamiji has also told. So you should be careful for this. Now we are going. So much is to tell. Begin from where? From 75 page, last stanza.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet...
What was the last teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami? That Swamiji explained, Sevas Sadhak Rupena Siddha Rupena. Can you tell?
Serving Krishna outwardly, but inwardly in his siddha.
No. Anyone can explain the meaning of sevas sadhak rupena siddha? You can tell anything.
Sevas sadhak rupena. That we serve the acharyas like, say, Raghunath Das, according how he was doing sadhana in his sadhaka. And how also Rati Manjari, she was serving Srimati Radhika as in her siddha group. So like this, following the Goswamis in our own sadhak
group. Outwardly what?
Sankhya Purva Kanamada.
Yes, this. Sadhak rupen. How Rupa Goswami has done sadhan? Always remembering chanting. Sankhya Purva Kanamada. These are outwardly sadhan. So what sadhan Rupa Goswami has done in the shape of sadhak, we should try to take it. And siddha rupena, what is the meaning of siddha rupena?
As like Raghunath Das in Vilap Krishnamanjali is writing so many.
What? Any slok?
Sri Rupa Manjari Kudachit Padapan.
Very good. Another slok. Tambular Panapadamaradan. You remember? Huh? Utter this slok. First slok. Like Siddha. In Siddha you should see that Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, what we see in Sadhak Rup. Now in Siddha Rup he is always serving Srimati Radhika. Tambularpan, giving betterness. Padamardan, messaging. Helping Radhika to meet Krishna. By all means, he is expert. Like Nikunja Juno Ratikeli Siddhai Jajalir Bhijukti Rapekshaniya. Like this. Tatrati Daksha Dati Ballabhasya Bande Guroshi. This is Siddha Seva of Gurudev. And what is external? Second slok. What of Guru Gurvastak?
Mahaprabhu
Kirtana Nitya Gita. This is out of. But as a sadhak rupena. And Gurudev in Siddha rupena. Nikunja Juno Ratikelish. These are. So, sadhak rupena, Rupa Goswami first was doing in shape of Rupa Goswami like sadhak. Gurudev like sadhak. Shamanam Kirtanam and doing all this. And internally, that Rupa Goswami is not Rupa, he is Rupa. Raghunath Das Goswami, he is in. They are Sad Siddha. And after that they were, what they were doing? Sri Rupa Manjari Padat Pada Padma Goshtendra Nandana Bhujarpita Mastigaya Hash Modata Konaka Gauri Padara Vinda Sambahanani shanakais tabakin karishe. Like, when a day will come, that Rup Manjari will call me and order me to do this. When Radha and Krishna both are tired, and Vrindavan walking here and there, Radhika is more soft, so is more tired. She has given her head in the laps of Krishna and feet in the lap of Rupmanjari. Krishna is gently being here. And sometimes with Pitambar he is washing the mouth of Srimati Radhika very affectionately. And Rupmanjari massaging very gently, softly and sweetly the feet of Srimati Radhika. Nearby, Rati Manjari is standing and he is fanning, she is fanning, giving chamar. Rupmanjari called by his eyes, through eyes. Come on, come on. I will give you a remnant Mahaprasadam. You should take this feet, you should gently miss it. I'm going to bring water, very beautiful water, because they are thirsty. Telling this, Rati Manjari came and she took that thing. So when I will have a day to see and to serve like this, when Rupa Goswami, Rati Goswami, they will give me this remnant of this Mahaprasad. This is Siddha Rupena. So he is telling, Siddha Rupena, Chatrahi, Tadbhava, Lipsuna, those who are, have some, even a little, what?
Desire
to serve. Lobh ka kya?
Greed.
Anything. They should do like this. Brajalokanusharata. What is the meaning of Brajalokanusharata? You should follow. Like Braja. How? How Brajalokanusharata? Can you explain?
How his dear devotees in Vrindavan are serving him.
Like any example?
Like Radharani and the gopis, like
Rupa
Manjari,
Rati
Manjari,
Lavanga Manjari. No, not that thing. Brajlokanusharataha. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, as Brajbashi. They are following Ekadasi, observing Ekadasi. There are so many persons who don't observe Ekadasi. But Rupa Goswami, following. They are telling that we are following gopis and gopis. But actually they are not falling. Because we heard that Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all the boys, they went to Mathura on Ambika Kanan and they were observing Ekadashi. But some Nimbark Sampradayi or other Radha Vallabhi, they tell that we have nothing to do like this. So Brajalokanusarata, that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, our all disciplic acharyas are Brajavasi. We should follow them. They never worshipped Rukmini Raman. Brajalokanusara, not like Dwarka, not like Puri, not like all other places. Like in Vrindavan, Brajalokanusarata, what Rupa Goswami has done, we'll have to follow. We will not follow to Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari outwardly. In Siddha Bhava, we can follow by mind. We can have wishes like this. But we'll have to follow and practice. If you're following Rukmini Raman, Jagannath, Balram, Subhadra, they have done Rupa Goswami. They have prayed only for their mercies. So we can pray for their mercy. But actually, there should be no 2, 3, 4, 5 Ishtadev. Ishtadev, you know? Only Krishna and Radhika should be in your heart. We only want to serve them as a Isre, but we will honor all. We will honor Sri Gopeshwar Mahadev, no harm. We can honor Hanuman, no harm. We can honor Balram, Jagannath, Subhadra, because they are same as Krishna, Tattvataha. But we can take only Srimati Radhika and Krishna in our heart. Lalita Vishakha, all the associates of Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan, no harm, Yamuna, no harm, but Yamuna Maya is harm, very harmful. Yamuna Maya cannot go in Braja, but Sakhi Yamuna you can go. You should think very deeply. Radhika Maya will not go in Braja. Then Radhika Maya is Rukmini. But who is Srimati Radhika? Beloved of Krishna. She is married to Krishna? No need of marriage. More than all these things. So, if anything want, Giriraj is there to give everything. Not to Ganesh, not to anyone. Nothing we have. Only Radha Krishna. We should not want anything from Krishna because he is loved, beloved. And Krishna is only Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan and Radha Kanta. He is not Ishwar that he can fulfill your desires. Understand? Krishna is not there Ishwar. Not like a god, a demigod, a supreme personality of Godhead, not in Vrindavan Braja. What is only son of Yashodananda, controlled by Yashoda. He is Radha Kanta, no Krishna. If gopis have to ask something, they will go to Giriraj Govardhan. Nand Baba will worship Shalagram and tell that my boy should be always happy. My son should be always happy. So this mood should come. This is Braja Loka Anusharataha. What Brajavasi like Rupa and Sanatan have done for sadhan bhajan, we should only accept. Don't go beyond them, that I am generous more than Rupa and Sanatan. So we will have to know what Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all Sad Goswami, or all Acharyas have done, and how to follow, you will have to know. And if you are not knowing by any good Vaishnava, more superior than us, we don't have this thing. Because everything is in my Guru book, what he has written. Understand? My Gurudeva has written everything in my book. So you should not read anything, he has everything. Then first, why Vyas create, publish so many books? And if Vyas has done, then why is Rupa Goswami wrote so many books? And if Rupa Goswami has written everything, then why Jiva Goswami compiled so many books? Why Vishwanath Chakravarti did? Why Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote so many books, 100 books? Why? And everything has been done before then, why Swamiji has done so many 100 books? And I think that if he was here in this world, he has written so many books. Krishna glory cannot be counted. Is uncounted, transcendental. So, if there, I think it is true that he has given everything in his books, but to understand his modes, some explanation should be there. So Swamiji has not made any book special. He has only given explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, never new thing. So, if any acharya will come, very powerful, he may write so many things, everything, though, is here. But sometimes the truth are covered by ignorance, by Kali. So to clear all these things, they come to explain. What is the stage of now Vartaman? Present. So many new questions are coming in the minds of Kali Yugi person. So to explain all these truth, they had to make so many books. Then, Brajalokanusharataha, we'll have to do all our function, cultivate our all activities, like Braja. Braja means, all are not Brajvasi in Vrindavan. There are some Raksha puller having knife. In night, they will take in their Raksha, and in the midway, they will cut and loot all of it. They are not Brajvasi. The Pandas always want money, they are not Brajvasi. In Brajvasi, some rare can be real Brajvasi, not all. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, actually they are Brajvasi, because Swamiji has told anywhere that my home is in Vrindavan, office in Bombay, and my practice is in. So his home is Vrindavan. So he is Brajvasi. No? We should try to follow his internal modes. Oh, some are telling that Narayan Maharaj is defining him, not glorifying. What will be more glory than this? I'm telling. I think that never anyone can glorify Swamiji like this. Then, Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed an interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna.
He has told us that give up all material motives. Are we doing? Those who are not doing, it means they are not following actually. Some are doing little, then we may tell that some is doing. So those who are following actually all these things, they are ISKCON. Otherwise not ISKCON. I can tell this strongly. We should try to follow him, obey him, not only by words, but by hearts. Go on.
By chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee.
This is more a special thing. Key and protection of an expert devotee. You are living in Vrindavan, chanting, remembering. But you are not taking any association with this expert devotee. Then what is this? Like zeros without a one. What I told? Zero without one means? All the practice like 0, 0, 0. But Krishna consciousness is not there. Then all efforts are like zero. So you are doing chanting, remembering all this, but not in a protection of an expert devotee. Then all will be zero. If you are thinking that I am expert, Rupa Goswami has not told that this. Then?
This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service.
After that, he is explaining something. He has told seven sometimes, but still he wants to explain. What is it?
In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravan Dasa, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes.
What is these pastimes? What is this pastime? We are not qualified to hear Krishna Katha, if anyone tells here. What is the pastimes? And he has written Krishna book. All pastimes are there. For whom he has written Krishna Katha, Krishna book? For whom? For all who are neophyte. Who are neophyte? I am in my chanting in 50 years. I am neophyte or old? No. If we have not advanced our Krishna consciousness to that stage, to Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari, you are all neophyte. No? Only telling will not do. A stage should be there. So he is telling for neophytes, for all, that we should hearing to Shravan Dasa first. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained all these five things in the last of Jaiva Dharma. Very vividly this thing. For advanced devotees, and he is telling new fight, then what is the any difference? No difference. Same thing. You will have to reconcile all these things. If you cannot reconcile, then you are bogus. You should try to be in association of a good devotees. Hearing Krishna Katha pastimes, what he has written in his book, what has been written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, what has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, all these things. What is the qualification? Only qualification is honor in Guru Vakya, in Krishna Vakya, Shastra Vakya. If you have honor and to develop your Krishna consciousness, you are qualified for this. Go on.
Then one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varana Dasha.
Varana Dasha means?
Acceptance.
You should go on.
When one attains this stage.
What a stage? Varana Dasha. Varana means to decide to take anything properly. Hearing anything, we will decide and cultivate what we have heard. I should do this, I should do this, I should be like this. To decide and to work on the same point is Varana Dasha. Gurudev tells, you should chant 1 lakh Harinam. Remember always. I heard and I could not follow that he has not come in Varana Dasha. But actually he is doing, then he has in Varana Dasha. Now he will explain.
When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha.
Varana Dasha, now he has some attached to hearing Hari Katha. He will have some taste in that.
When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of smaranavastha, the stage of remembering. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later, remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi, or spiritual trance. After smaranadasa, or samadhi, has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position.
This is Swarup Siddhi. Then?
At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called Sampatidasha, the perfection of life.
Has Swamiji warned that you should not go through these five, he has told, that you should not hear all these things? He has told that bhakti is like a river current. We should try to develop Samandasha, Varandasha, then Smarandasha, then Apan, Bhavapan Dasha, and then Sampati Dasha. Oh, we are not qualified for this. Certainly you are not qualified. But those who are qualified, why you are taking his fists, dragging, pulling? Why? Have you any, what?
Reason?
Reason or power to do this? You have no right to do this? They want someone to control all others. You are not qualified to hear this. You are not qualified to thinking of anything about gopis. Not Braja. Only do this, that, controlling. Swamiji has not controlled all this. This has freedom he has given to go through all these things. His order is to do like this. And if anyone not following him, obeying him, this is his weakness. So, truly obeying him is to follow all these things. This is the way established by Rupa Goswami and certified by all our Goswamis up to Swamiji. Go on.
Chaitanya Charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage.
In what stage we can give up all our desires? When we are beginning, there is no nishtha, desires are there. But when nishtha comes, so many desires go away. But even so many, when ruchi comes, still there are some, but I think that 75 have is gone, percent. In this stage of asakti, almost all kinds of anartha has been removed, but still there are some. In this stage of bhav, all has been gone, but a smell is there. That a smell can bring anyone again. But when Krishna is seen and prem is there, totally their smell also goes away. And he can never can fall. Chitraketu Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Jai Vijay are examples for this. They were not conditioned so only to show us for examples. They have set examples like that. Even they were in the mood of bhav. and a smell of anarth was there. And that is why with the smell, he treated that deer like his deer. And he was attached. And for 3 verses he went down. But we will go where? For nowhere. Never we will return. Because they were realized soul. They have gone up to bhav. That is why they return up only after 3 verses. But we cannot. So, to set examples, they took this stage that they are fallen. Actually, they are not fallen. We should not treat them as. But we may fall. So we should be very careful. So even up to stage of bhav, there are something. But we should further go on. If you are not qualified, oh, we are not in nishtha, don't think. Try to develop. Try to follow all the orders of our Rupa Goswami, line of Rupa Goswami, line of our Swami.
One should give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regulative devotional service of the Lord.
What is regulative? Vaidhi Bhakti. We have no desire actually naturally to serve. But we know we have realized the sufferings and sorrows of this world. And we know have this Shraddha that by serving Krishna we can go up, out of these things. So we are doing. Then regulative. Following the regulations and rules, regulative bhakti.
According to the directions of scripture, in this way a neophyte can gradually develop attachment for Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities, and so forth. When one has developed such attachment, he can spontaneously serve the lotus feet of Krishna even without following the regulative principles. This stage is called Raganuga, Raga Bhakti.
What is telling? What is? Anyone can explain this line? He can spontaneously serve the lotus feet of Krishna even without following the regulative principles. What?
He doesn't have to hear from Shastra that he should serve Krishna.
No, he must.
No, he doesn't have to hear, but spontaneously from the heart he wants to serve.
There are some rules and regulations he can omit. Only this. What regulations? Which are not helpful for spontaneous service of Krishna. This
stage is called Raga Bhakti.
I don't think that I am not understanding why he has written this Raganuga Bhakti for devotees. Why? Then we should take him out of Krishna consciousness and his scorn. Must be. I will have a proposal to JBC that first take him out of his scorn and then to me. Because I am following him, he has told first, and I am telling only his, I am repeating only, so I am not so much culprit as Swamiji was. No, he is not culprit. He is Guru Tattva. He is like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He has done marvelous for us that you should follow all these things. We should not criticize him. Anyone should not be criticized.
This stage is called Raganuga Bhakti or devotional service in spontaneous love.
I think that most grievance is that I am telling Raganuga Bhakti sometimes, but You can understand that I have given classes here 2 times daily for 12 days here. What I have told, what they are alleging me? Nothing. Actually nothing. Gone.
At that stage, a devotee can follow in the footsteps of one of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. This is called Raganuga Bhakti.
What is Raganuga Bhakti? He's, for whom he is writing? For everyone? Everyone who wants to serve Radha and Krishna. And those who don't want to serve Radha Krishna, for them it is not applicable. So I think that all the devotees who have left their houses or anything, they have gone to Swamiji. Swamiji will want that they should follow this. But if they are not qualified to follow, then you should follow this.
Raganuga Bhakti, or spontaneous devotional service, can be executed in the Shantaras when one aspires to be like Krishna's cows, or a stick or flute in the hand of Krishna, or the flowers around Krishna's neck.
It is all right. This is correct. But we'll have to reconcile this. In Braja, Rupa Goswami is telling no Shantaras. But if there is no Shantaras, then something lacking in Braja. So there is some Shantaras, but we cannot say that the creepers to whom Krishna is touching, they become and some and lajja jate hain, ashamed, like beloved. They love Krishna like beloved, these creepers. The trees like the friends of Krishna. Cows like mother, they want to serve Krishna like mother. The calf like brothers, Krishna around his neck, their necks, all so much embracing them. When Krishna is picking flowers from creepers, they become so ashamed, like blabber touched us in Vrindavan. Flute, she is not in Shantaras. Gopis have so much envy for Manasi that she is always kissing Krishna, and Krishna is always Krishna. If there is no Bansi, take Bansi from Braj, then what happens? Like Dwarka. Krishna has no flute in Dwarka. He is telling that, for whom I will take Bansi from Braj to Dwarka? I have had to control gopis, so I need this. But I will go to Dwarka and I will tell, oh, you should go out my... And by saying this, there will be control. No use of Bansi there. No use that I should fall flat on the feet of Dwarka Rani. No need at all. Only my words will do. Oh, they will see my eyes, my mouth like this, and they will be fearful. There will be controlled at once. But in Braja, Krishna is doing so many things to please gopis. And gopis are telling, like last night, oh, go away from our Krishna. Don't let Krishna come to Srimati Radhika. No. This is Braja. This is Ragatmika Bhakti. Those who are following, this is called Raganuga. So here I am saying the calves, cows, Krishna Bansi, float, is the sticks. Anyone are not of Shantaras in Braja. All are like friends, beloved,
mother, father, friends, like this. But it is as this stated in Rupa Goswami book, like Swamiji has written here. For ordinary person, they have no taste in all these things. Shantaras is ek tarapha. Ek tarapha means?
One side.
Eh?
One side.
Like a tree is there. And if Krishna is not going under, will go under that tree, take some fruits, he will taste the shadow of that tree, then they are serving, otherwise they cannot serve. So it is one tarpha, meaning one side. By the side of Krishna he is taking, but they are not qualified to serve Krishna actually. This is called Shantaras. But in Braja, when any tree see Krishna, oh, his branch is gone. Full of flowers, manjaris, and fruits. They can go, they can advance their hands up towards Krishna. And they will treat like sometimes beloved creepers and trees like friends. And they will test so many things. Giriraj Mountain, it seems that he is in Shantarasa, but we cannot think like this. So, we'll have to reconcile all these things. Go on.
In the Dasya Ras.
In this thing, so much affection, love is in creepers also. When they see Krishna, manjari, new manjari, green lips, they become happy, smiling by flowers. They are doing like this, come on. So they are not of Santas. If in this is so pleasure, mood of love, then what to tell of Sakharas, Vasalaras and Adaras? So there is a taste. If anyone has a very little thin greed to taste all these things, the service of Krishna, he is qualified to enter in Ragan Bhavak. Anyone cannot control him by any rules and regulations. Go on.
In the Dasyuras, one follows in the footsteps of servants like Chitraka, Patraka, or
Ratsaka. If anyone wants to serve Krishna like Das, here named, written the name of Chitrak, Patrak, and Ratsaka. Anyone who have to ask anyone that who are they? Anything about them in any shastra, from where he is writing, it is it is okay or not. If he is telling Swamiji, Chitra, a curiosity will come that what service they have done to Krishna and who are they? If there is no inquiry, then it means that you are not attached to this. If Swamiji has written anywhere that Raga Anuga Bhakti, then, oh Prabhuji, what is Raga Anuga? I have not heard. But Swamiji has written here. Will there be inquiry or not? And if inquiry is coming, then his Sahajiya or anything. Don't think like this. We'll try to understand the writings of Swamiji. This is the duty of any good, bona fide disciple. So many inquiries will come. Then?
In the friendly Sakyaras, one can become a friend like Baladev, Sridhama, or Sudama. In the Vatsalyaras, characterized by...
Why he has not told one? He has told three, four, five, six. Why? Because the modes of Baldev Prabhu is not like Subal, not like Madhumangal, not like Ujjwal, Sridham. Different modes. The Sakhas are of five kinds. So he has written like this. Otherwise he has written only one Baldev. But Baldev is the elder brother of Krishna. Everything is not manifested here. So he has written so many names. Everything very deeply. If you will go deeply, then you will full of love and affection. It will touch your hearts. Then you will have some interest in this. Oh.
In the Vatsalya Ras, characterized by parental affection, one can become like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda.
Oh, one thing Swamiji has perhaps he has done wrong. Why he did not take the name of his actual father and mother? Who was the actual father and mother? Devaki and Vasudeva, but he has omitted their name. Oh, I cannot bear this. Oh, I know that Swami Maharaj heard that he has accepted that his real father and mother were Nanda and Yashoda. So he is giving his name. Actually, for other, those who are in very lower grade, for them, they will tell that, oh, father, mother were Vasudeva Devaki. Only what son? Adopted son? Any word?
Foster.
Oh, foster father and mother. They were. He has told clearly. I don't admit this, but you will have to admit this thing. So he has given like this.
And in the Madhurya Ras, characterized by conjugal love, one can become like Srimati Radharani or her lady friends, such as Lalita and her serving maids, Manjaris, like Rupa and Rupi.
Like three kinds. Not only like gopis, in gopis there are so many kinds of gopis, so having so many modes. Srimati Radhika mode one cannot do like this. Lalita Visakha mode also, very rare, very real. For Jivaji it is not there. Only her serving maids like, oh again he has written Manjari name, very bad thing. If I have printed this book, published, I have taken this name out of that, without Manjari as published. But I don't know who published this book. Who published? Any publisher? Or Swamiji has... Oh, everything is now wrong with this name Manjari. Don't try to hear this Manjari name. Otherwise, you will all be Sahajiya. Go on. Our object is this Manjari. Very highest, very highest. Our mood be there, object be there. But don't think that I am Manjari. Otherwise, you will be finished. We can have greed anything to marry a princess, Elizabeth or anyone. No harm. But don't go to Elizabeth and tell that I am going to marry you. Otherwise your head will be at once taken. Keep it in your heart only. Don't. Don't go to what to Elizabeth, any lady, and do this. No? And then?
This is the essence of all instruction in the matter of devotional service.
Gaur Pramananda Rup Goswami ki
jai.
Raghunath Das Goswami ki
jai.
All six Goswamis ki
jai.
Or our Guru Parampara ki
jai.
Gaur Prama.
Oh,
I'm satisfied to finish touching all the fans very little, little, little. Hare Krishna.
Sri Gurudev Ki Jai.
I promise to you that I will sit in my evening class, but due to some certain reasons, I cannot
attend
my class because I will have to meet so many devotees to answer their questions. Also to prepare for tomorrow in morning, before 6 we will start from here. I think that in the duties of Nirgun Prabhu, the morning arti should be done till 6 that I may attend the arti, and after 6 or just at the time of 6, I may travel from here. So do it quick, some earlier, not so much, but that you should finish the arti up till 6, that as 6 I may start, because it will take 5 hours journey. So I think that most of you will be in San Francisco. And there I will explain the wifehood pastimes of very lovely of Krishna. So I want to be excused for that I told, and I am not obeying this. Gaur Pramana.